Donald Trump, Georgia debate a big win for Purdue, exposed Brian Kemp as Reno. By Hannah Blow on April 26, 2022. Former President Donald Trump heaped praise on Georgia gubernatorial candidate former Senator David Perdue, R., who is running against incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, R., for his debate performance Sunday, where he challenged the governor for failing to stand up to the Democrats' election schemes in 2020. In a Monday statement, Trump said the debate was a big win for David Perdue, who exposed Brian Kemp as the Reno that we all know him to be. Trump identified Perdue as the only Republican who can defeat Stacey the Hoax Abrams, and said, "It also showed how important it is for the MAGA voters to go and support David Perdue in the election. It is not easy to beat an incumbent, however. If our voters turn out, David Perdue will win in a landslide. A lot is on the line, including record-setting crime, which Brian Kemp has done nothing about, letting great communities like Buckhead be overrun by theft, murders, shootings, and drug deals. MAGA voters," Trump continued, "will not come out to support Kemp." He also predicted that a Kemp win would negatively affect the great Herschel Walker's race for the Senate. "It will be very hard for him to win with Kemp on the ticket. Don't let the Democrats, or the Renos, win in Georgia. Vote for David Perdue, a really wonderful man who will be a great governor," Trump added. Perdue, the Trump-endorsed candidate in the Peach State's GOP governor's race, sparred with Kemp Sunday night, opening up the debate by making it clear the 2020 election was rigged and stolen and accusing Kemp of caving and allowing it to happen by refusing to stand up to Democrats. As Breitbart News detailed, "All that started right here in Georgia when our governor caved and allowed radical Democrats to steal our election. And because of that, he has divided our party and cannot win," Perdue continued, attempting to distinguish himself as a champion of election integrity, in contrast to Kemp, whom he blames for the current state of affairs in many respects, as Kemp ultimately certified the election despite former President Trump's calls for action. Perdue asserted that Kemp did not use his position of power to fight back hard enough. "I've always said there's fraud in every election. And when I was Secretary of State, I went after it," Kemp said, clarifying that he didn't say there wasn't problems in this election. "Look, I was as frustrated as anybody else," Kemp said, contending that a special session would not have resolved the issue. The two continued to exchange jabs, as Kemp knocked Perdue for losing his Senate seat to Senator John Ossoff, DGA, in the runoff election. However, Perdue placed the blame back on Kemp, contending that the governor caved in and gave the elections to Stacey and to the Liberal Democrats in 2020. A recent survey from the University of Georgia's School of Public and International Affairs shows Kemp with a sizable lead over Perdue, 53% to the former senator's 26%.